Richard Green with your worldwide news update. South Korean opposition lawmakers submitted a motion Wednesday to impeach President Yoon Suk-yeol hours after the president briefly imposed martial law. The Democratic Party said in a statement that Yoon's move was, quote, a grave violation of the country's constitution. Yoon unexpectedly announced martial law in a televised address late Tuesday night. He claimed it was necessary to, quote, eradicate anti-state forces and protect constitutional order. But the move backfired after lawmakers forced their way past military and police forces that had surrounded parliament and rescinded the decree by a vote of 190 to nothing. Yoon announced hours later that he was lifting the decree. South Korea's finance ministry said on Wednesday it is ready to deploy unlimited liquidity into financial markets if needed after the turmoil created by Yoon's declaration. Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite reports.
The country's benchmark KOSPI index slid around 2% from the open following the drama. It later steadied, but remained sharply lower in morning trade. On currency markets, South Korea's won tumbled to two-year lows versus the dollar immediately after the martial law declaration. By Wednesday morning, it too had recovered a little, but it remains among Asia's worst performing assets this year. The country's finance ministry and central bank held emergency meetings overnight to discuss market support. South Korea's financial regulator reportedly has a $7 billion stock market stabilization fund ready to go if required. The political turmoil comes as Yoon and the opposition-controlled parliament clash over next year's budget.
That was Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite. This is VOA News. News outlets are reporting that U.S. President-elect Donald Trump is considering naming